Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. West Philadelphia State Representative Movita Johnson-Harrell is expected to plead guilty and resign after being charged with theft, perjury, and other offenses related to a nonprofit organization she founded. Attorney General Josh Shapiro says Johnson-Harrell spent more than $500,000 on vacations, designer clothes, and other personal expenses.
Her theft knew no bounds.
Shapiro says the money was intended to help people with special needs served by her nonprofit organization, Motivations, Education, and Consultation Associates, known as MECCA.
MECCA's actual mission was to serve as a cash account for Johnson-Harrell's own personal use.
As she spent that money on herself, Shapiro says residential homes for people with serious medical issues operated by her nonprofit were forced to close due to squalid, unlivable conditions. The charges against Johnson-Harrell took many city officials by surprise. Councilmember Curtis Jones says he feels for Johnson-Harrell's family, but he's most concerned about the people in the 190th district.
This happens to be one of the poorest districts in the city of Philadelphia, happens to be one of the poorest areas in my councilmanic district, so a solid representation is essential.
Johnson replaced Vanessa Lowry Brown, who was indicted and eventually convicted last year on bribery charges. A former state trooper who served time for sexually assaulting a woman and three teens while on duty in Montgomery County is headed back to prison on a parole violation. This after he pleaded guilty to molesting a 15-year-old girl in Berks County. Here is KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwert.
Michael Evans served about 8.5 years of a 5 to 10 year prison sentence from a 2000 guilty plea to sexual misconduct, which prosecutors labeled as a quid pro quo, police assistance in exchange for sex. Evans, who is now 52 years old, was nearing the end of his 10-year probation when in the summer of 2018, he fondled a 15-year-old while engaged in a sex act with a 40-year-old woman in the garage of his Berks County home.
Evans was sentenced to 2.5 to 5 years in prison for the parole violation. He is scheduled to be sentenced in Berks County this week. A star Philadelphia high school football player is shot and killed when a gun his twin brother was handling somehow goes off. Police say 18-year-old Sewell Gillard was shot once in the chest Sunday while the two were inside a West Philadelphia apartment. He was rushed to the hospital where he died a short time later. Gillard's brother has been charged with murder, but the shooting remains under investigation. Gillard was 3-time all-public league running back who played for Mastery Charter North High School. School officials say several colleges had expressed interest in recruiting him. A year-long detour now in effect for drivers in the Spring Garden section of the city. The 15th Street Bridge reconstruction is underway. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Drivers headed south on 15th Street toward Callow Hill are now forced onto Hamilton Street and then onto 16th. That's because the aging 15th Street Bridge over the old Reading Viaduct is being rebuilt. Callow Hill is now a two-way street between 15th and 17th during the construction.
Drivers and walkers will have to get used to it. The $9 million project is expected to finish next December. So who gets the bump from Kamala Harris's withdrawal from the Democratic presidential race? Ashley Koenig runs the Eagleton poll at Rutgers. She says Harris's backers could prove pivotal to someone like New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. But Koenig believes his campaign is close to, if not on, life support already. Former Vice President Joe Biden, on the other hand, could benefit from a thinning of the Democratic herd.
Biden already is benefiting from the very voting bloc that both Harris and Booker were trying to court, predominantly African-American voters.
Biden has his own challenges in Iowa, where Pete Buttigieg is the current caucus frontrunner. And Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren not only have an advantage in the New Hampshire primary, but they also could get some of Harris's voters as well. The former prison-turned-museum, Eastern State Penitentiary, is holding its annual toy drive for children whose parents are incarcerated. One of the drive's partners is Ardella's House, and Tony Willis is the founder of the reentry program that helps women behind walls prepare for life after prison.
The children think that their parents have forgotten about them when they're incarcerated, so it's so important for them to receive these toys for Christmas.
Eastern State is offering those who drop off an unwrapped toy or children's book a buy one, get one free tour admission. At the All Local, I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.